Not going to work. All my stuff packed up, and so even my folder. There. Jesus promises, I will not leave you orphans. He says, I will not leave you orphans. Because he's preparing his disciples for his ascension, which is coming up. And he's preparing them with this promise for how he will not leave them orphans, because he will send his very spirit to dwell within them. I will not leave you orphans. And this spirit of adoption is what Jesus gives us. But this spirit of adoption, the Holy Spirit, is one which is coming, and it clashes and is at war with a different spirit. Because there's an orphan spirit that lives within the human heart. And the orphan spirit is one in which, from the very fall, what's the lie of it? From the very fall, you are alone. You're on your own. And you need to take care of yourself. Because God, yeah, he might be there, but he's not really going to take care of you, especially when you need it most. You're on your own in this. That's the orphan spirit. It's the spirit that came with the fall, believing that we're alone. And so in the Acts of the Apostles, when the apostles who have then already received the Holy Spirit are going and they're casting out other evil spirits, they're doing exorcisms. Those evil spirits, what's their end goal? What's the evil spirit's end goals always? To make us believe that we are alone, that we are cut off from God and he does not care. That's their goal. Their goal is for us to die not in communion with God, believing the lie and living the lie that we're alone. That's the orphan spirit. God is distant, doesn't really care, you're alone. I will not leave you orphans. This is the promise of Jesus, because the spirit of adoption that he gives us is very different, because what that does is it gives us a security and a trust in God's fatherly care for you at all times, in every circumstance. That when I'm able to live knowing the goodness of the Father, and that he always provides, always, in ways that I can sometimes see, and often in ways that I cannot. If I'm able to live with that, I live differently. I don't believe the lie that you're alone. No, the Father is with me. He's always providing. God is always providing for me. He's caring for me. And those lies of the evil one take less and less of a grip. But those two spirits change the way a person lives. They have an effect. What does the orphan spirit look like when that's within you? This sense that I'm alone in this, really. God's there, but he's more of an idea than he is someone who's intimately within me and me within him. When a person lives like that, their whole life is, it's like Eve grasping for the fruit. It's lived in this tension that I always have to be grasping for any little thing in this life. I'm the one who has to earn it. And so my whole life is lived in this tension. And it's a selfishness that is at the heart of it, because I have to take care of myself. The spirit of adoption is very different, though, because this is lived out of insecurity. The spirit of adoption is one that in the security that God is providing for me, there's a gracefulness in which I'm able to live this life. It's not grasping. It's an open hand which, like Mary, is able to receive, knowing that God's never going to leave me empty-handed. Never. Never. And so I'm able to live in this graceful way, always receiving from him and always ready to give. There's a generosity of heart that comes from this spirit of adoption because I live in the security of God's love. This is Jesus' promise. I will not leave you orphans. And the effect of that is we're able to live with this trust that I'm always able to receive from God. And in generosity, my whole life is one in which it's generosity poured out, giving of myself, because I'll never run empty, because God is always providing. I will not leave you orphans. Instead, he will give us a spirit of adoption, a spirit which cries out from the heart, Abba, Father.